Mario Andretti is quoted as saying, "Desire is key to motivation, but it's determination and commitment to an unrelenting pursuit of your goal. A commitment to excellence. That's what will enable you to obtain the success you seek." Today on Growing Hope, we're talking about finding that determination.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. Because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello there, and welcome to Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang, resident Hope Smith, and darer to ignite dreams, because we all need to be living out our big dream goals. We were all designed on purpose and for a purpose. And when we pursue that purpose with boldness, then we begin to live out our possibilities. And that's what Mario Andretti was talking about. You have to have a dream, but you have to have the determination to pursue that dream. So today we're going to be talking about how we have to be willing, have to put in the effort, have to take the purposeful actions if we want to grow into our more. I was watching a webinar online the other day, and the lady giving the webinar, the presentation, was saying things that I have been talking about and writing about for years. And people were responding. And people were talking about buying her product, which was very similar to a product that I had developed. And I thought, why not me? What about me? Why am I not getting my just rewards? Because let's be honest, when we see other people's success, we hold it up to our own journey and we think, what do they have that I don't have? I looked at what they were doing and I thought, I could do that. I could do that. I don't do that, but I could do that. And that's when it dawned on me that that was the difference. See, she had developed a habit of being willing to do what it took in order to get to the place she wanted to be. And in doing so, she had created this groundswell, this foundation of support that was propelling her into her possibilities. I, on the other hand, was looking and I was planning and I was talking a lot, but I wasn't taking the necessary actions. It's kind of like watching the Biggest Loser on television, sitting on the couch, eating potato chips and wondering why you aren't the one losing the weight. Not that I have ever been known to do such a thing. We want to see the results, but we don't want to pursue the actions that get us there. I was working on an ebook for a client, and one of the comments struck me. The interviewer had asked a question about the success, and the response was, she goes the extra mile. She does even more. And people will see her results and want the results, but they have no idea what went into building those results. They're just trying to mimic the results. That's what we have to avoid. We have to avoid mimicking the results and instead finding and digging down into the habits that allowed them to reach those results so that we can create our own habits to reach our own destination. Because even if we like where they are and we like what they're doing, it is still their journey. And we have to learn from their journey, but we have to make our own way. Our way will never be their way. So if we're really going to grow up into all of our possibilities and we're really going to live out our big dream goals, it's going to require that we be willing to take the actions necessary to get there. We have to be honest. We have to be honest about where we are and what we're already doing if we're going to make the corrections necessary to get where we want to go. You can't stay where you are. and do the things you're doing and get to that next level. You have to make adjustments, you have to make changes, and you have to be willing to do what is necessary to get you there if you want to go there. When you're honest about that, then you create an opportunity to make the moves that are going to make it happen. But it's up to you. It's up to me. She can't do it. I can't do it for you. We have to do it for ourselves. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to dig into some of the habits that we can work on that will allow us to be willing to pursue our uniqueness and our purposeful design. Growing Hope will be back after these brief messages.
Mason Hawks of the United Earth Central Core. I've encountered an unidentified spacecraft that has refused to answer all attempts to communicate. It has reacted in a hostile manner and launched several combat fighters to engage me. My ship is damaged and I'm not going to make it, so I've done a memory scan and embedded it in this transmission. Please. I'm not sure how I got here or even where here is.
Can we boost the signal?
I woke up in the wreckage of a crashed shuttle. Is anyone receiving this? Can anyone out there hear me?
The relay satellite has been destroyed. My signal's too weak.
If you can hear this, you've got to warn Earth. We are being invaded.
There's no hope of warning Earth in time.
The aliens that shot down my shuttlecraft plan to take over UCC territory.
They surrounded the station.
I'm stranded on this primitive backwater planet and trapped in some kind of experimental biosuit. We are being attacked by some
There's
sort of...
There's too many of them.
Some sort of shape-changing alien beings. If you are receiving this... Please, relay the warning to Earth.
Stars of the Connery by S.P. Dorning. Ask for it at your local bookstore or order it on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble today. Audio produced by SpiritBlade.net. Christian sci-fi and fantasy. Unsterilized, unsafe, unleashed.
This world can be a troubled place full of storms and negatives that are determined to drag you down and crush you. Hope makes a way. The Reflections and Hope newsletter seeks to instill the courage that your heart needs to live out a bold life grounded in hope. Visit www.hopeboost.com, that's H-O-P-E-B-O-O-S-T, and sign up now to begin receiving your copy of Reflections and Hope. Welcome back to today's Growing Hope, where we are working on being willing to move into our more. I am Catherine Lang, and I am here to encourage you in your journey, because encouraging you encourages me, because that's how encouragement works. The more we invest in others, the more we end up growing ourselves into our possibilities. Being willing really is about investing in others and reaching into those possibilities. I have to understand that it's not just about talent. It's not just about education. It's not even just about opportunity. If I'm not willing to do what I need to do in order to get to where I need to go, then I'm never going to reach my potential. It is not possible. If I'm not willing to do it, I can't get there. So, first, we have to adjust our mindsets in order to become the people that are willing to take that next step, to go the extra mile, to do more than we were doing. We have to be willing. When I was 15 years old, I was trying to get the attention of a certain young man who would later become my husband. And I decided that I was going to join the diving team because he was on the diving team, and I knew that that would give me time with him at least once a day during the week. The problem was I could only do one dive. And to compete in diving, you have to be able to do five dives. But I was so interested in spending time with him that I was willing to try. I was willing to learn. I was willing to go that extra mile. And because I was willing, I got to spend time with him. And because I spent time with him, he eventually asked me out. So persistence and willingness can get you to where you want to go if you take the actions. And willingness is key to taking those actions. So we're going to develop habits that are going to create this willingness in us. And the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to practice trying. And we have to be willing to try in order to get there. The only way that you can fail is to not try. Everything else is a learning experience. Everything else is a chance to develop your abilities and your skills. Just because you don't win doesn't mean you fail. Just because you don't climb the mountain to the peak doesn't mean you don't that you fail. All it means is that you have more to do next time. But you have to be willing to try if you're ever going to be positioned to step. The next thing you have to be willing to do is you have to be willing to invest. It's not just about investing in you or investing in the situation that you're working on. It is about having a willingness to invest in the people around you. Investment changes the focus. It's no longer just about what you need and what you want. It is about growing up the people around you. And the more that I invest in you, the more that comes back to me, even if it doesn't come back to me directly. The great thing about encouragement and motivation and mentoring is that the investment returns to you in unexpected ways and from unexpected places. But if you're not willing to make that investment, then you're never positioned to get the return that that investment creates. So we're going to be willing to try because that creates the opportunity. We're going to be willing to invest because that creates the return. We're going to be willing to admit. And this is something we have to do over and over and over again. We have to admit that we don't know. Or we have to admit that we're not sure. Or we have to admit, and this can be the most difficult one, we have to be willing to admit when we're wrong. We have to be willing to say, I was wrong. I don't know. I'm not sure. Because when we open up that way, we create the ability to learn. And when we are learning, we are positioned for growing. If we're not learning and we're not growing, then we're in the position of dying. That's the only two ways about it: learning and growing, or ignoring and dying. So when we're willing to admit, we are then positioned to learn and grow. The other thing that we need to be doing is we need to be willing to move. And I don't just mean from point A to point B. I don't just mean I have to be willing to move to a new city in order for this to work out. I mean, we have to be willing to move from where we are right now to where we want to be, or at least out of this box, out of this comfort zone, out of this place of normal and expected. It is very easy to get caught in the comfortableness of our uncomfortable places, because you can be comfortable in your uncomfortable because you know it. You know what to expect. Moving means that you're going to step out of what you know into the unknown, and that can be so scary. But if we're not willing to move, we cannot create the change that we want for our lives. We cannot reach the success that we desire. We cannot go anywhere until we begin to be willing to move. No matter what we're doing, no matter where we are, getting it done is up to the individual. It's not going to be done for us. It's not going to be done for you. It's not going to be done for me. So we have to be willing to move to make it happen. So we're willing to try because that creates opportunity. We're willing to invest because that creates return. We're willing to admit because that creates learning and growing. And we're willing to move because that positions us to get it done. But we also have to be willing to stop. We need to know that determination is required to get us to where we want to go, but there are going to be times to stop. I was coming down the road and there was a gentleman standing in the road, not with a flag or anything, but there was a tractor next to him that had dug up the ditch and put dirt in my side of the road. So I knew that the guy wanted me to stop. I could tell. You know, he held up his hand that said stop. I had a choice. I could have just gone around, or I could stop. In this particular circumstance, it was smart of me to stop because there was oncoming traffic. There are times even if you know it's right for you to keep going, or allowed, I should say, not right. It's allowed for you to keep going. There are times when keeping on is the mistake. Sometimes you have to stop. Sometimes you have to be willing to let go. Sometimes pushing through is not the right way to get there. And you have to know for yourself what works for you. And when you develop this habit of willingness and you're very aware of what you're doing and why you're doing it, it is so much easier to understand when stopping is necessary for you. It's not up to other people. When you stop, when you try, when you learn, when you move, when you admit, when you invest, nobody else can do that for you. You are the only one. But the thing is, when you are willing to do these things, then you take control of your journey. And when you are in control, you determine your destination. It is up to each and every one of us to pursue our uniqueness. We have to take the action. But not only do we have to know we have to take the action, we have to be willing to do what is necessary to bring that action to life, to make it work for us, where we are, with what we have. It's not about what others are doing or what others are going to do or what others might do. It is all about you. It is all about me. It is our choice, but we have to be willing if we want to make it work. Growing Hope needs to take one more quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about how willingness makes the way. Growing Hope will be back after these brief messages. Start now living the life that you dream and desire to live. You are designed on purpose and for a purpose. Planted deep inside you right now is a seed that will grow up into your unique purpose when it is uncovered and nurtured. At Peculiar Productions, we help you uncover that heart seed so that you can harness your passion into a purposeful life. Visit www.pqproductions.com. That's PECUPRODUCTIONS. For more information about how we can help you begin to live your uniqueness so that you can soar into your world of possibilities. You have a purpose that is unique to you. Dare to live outside the box and fulfill your dreams.
When you were a little kid and you thought about what you wanted to be, teaching was at the top of your list. But things changed. And as you got older, teaching didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you're thinking you'll be something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Now you want to be a doctor. You don't think teachers save lives? 25 at a time. An actress? Try playing a different role every time the bell rings. How about a scientist? Ever heard of physics? Chemistry? Who do you think teaches that? Teachers today are breaking down obstacles, finding innovative ways to instill old lessons, and taking learning far beyond the four walls of the classroom. It's time to recognize that great things are happening in teaching and put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to this final segment of today's episode of Growing Hope, where we're investing in the actions that are creating a habit of willingness, willingness to pursue our unique design, willingness to be all that we're designed to be, willingness to be determined in our purposeful actions that will get us there each and every time. It is up to us. It is up to you to get you to where you want to be, and it is up to me to get me where I want to be. Nobody else can do it for us. I mean, it would be nice. It would be nice for somebody to show up and go, "Hoo, look, I created your success." But even those people that are considered overnight successes put something into it. It didn't just happen to them. I had a good friend who wanted to be a writer, and his wife came to me complaining because he had never finished a book. She had read four of his novels. He was on his fifth, but he had never finished one of them. And she was frustrated because she would get invested in the story that he wouldn't finish. And she told me, I'm not reading anymore that he writes. I'm done. And so I challenged him to finish his fifth manuscript. He finished it. We polished it up a little, and he just happened to run into a fellow, or he connected with a fellow that had a small print publishing company, and they were holding a contest, and my friend submitted his completed manuscript and won and was published. Now, people who have been trying to get their manuscripts published will say, "That's not fair. He was an overnight success." But remember, there are four unfinished manuscripts in a drawer somewhere because he wasn't willing to finish those. Who knows what would have happened if he had been willing to finish those? But he took my challenge and was willing to finish that fifth manuscript. And because he was willing to finish that manuscript, he was positioned to receive an opportunity when he encountered it. Opportunities are around us all the time. We have to be willing to first be prepared, and second, to see the opportunities. If we don't see them, then we can't take advantage of them. But it's up to each of us. Not everyone is designed for every opportunity that presents itself. Sometimes those are stop moments. But when we know what it is that we're supposed to be doing and we're moving in purpose and on purpose, then we will be prepared for those opportunities if we're willing. As annoying as it can be, ultimately it's up to you. I can share my journey with you. The gurus can share their journey with you. The experts can share their experience with you, but you have to make your own way. Only you can do it. The good news is you're designed to do it. You have to make the choice to be willing to live out that design instead of settling into the limitations that the world or the situation or the circumstances have dictated to you. You are so much more than ordinary. And when you live out the extraordinary, you pursue it diligently, you will fly. You will go from being a caterpillar to a butterfly. There's no two ways about it. You can. Thank you so much for joining me today on this journey to develop our willingness to become those butterflies. Let's continue to connect. You can tweet at me over, if you're on Twitter, you can use at Catherine C. Lang or use the hashtag Growing Hope. Both will get my attention. You can also find me at Facebook at The Catherine C. Lang. Or if you want a regular dose of encouragement and support, you can sign up today for the Reflections and Hope newsletter. Just visit www.hopeboost.com. That's HOPEBOOST.com. Listen, you've got this. Whatever your this is, you've got it. If you know what you want and you understand your uniquenesses, your gifts, your talents, your abilities, and you develop a habit of willingness to pursue it. You can get there. You can live out your big dream goals. You can be all that you're designed to be. It's up to you. Remember, strength and hope and encouragement, those will push you through the walls of the world. So keep investing in hope. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope at Catherine Lane, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelane.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.